With Montana News, I'm Cole Grant. The Roaring Lion Fire near Hamilton that burned more than 13 square miles of forest and destroyed 16 homes this summer was caused by a campfire that wasn't fully extinguished. That's according to Ravalli County officials. Prosecutors have filed felony and misdemeanor negligent arson charges against three 18-year-old Hamilton men and a 16-year-old girl for the wildfire, which began on July 31st and led to the evacuation of around 600 homes. Stephen Banks, Tyler Landon Johnson, and Cody William Nez received summonses to appear in justice court on November 1st. County Attorney Bill Fulbright says the girl is charged in youth court. Court records say the case was solved when a civilian investigator matched a picture of the spot where the fire started with the photo the girl posted on Instagram. The mother of a man killed during a confrontation with law enforcement in a Billings hotel says she does not hold the police responsible for his death. She said today that her son suffered from mental illness and may have been on illegal drugs when he was shot three times by a Billings police officer. Authorities say the victim had been acting erratically and making wild statements, including threatening a clerk at the Days Inn. Governor Steve Bullock says he agrees with citizens who are upset that a man was sentenced to 60 days in jail for raping his 12-year-old daughter, but says his office has no authority to investigate or override the decision. Bullock sent an email to constituents who contacted his office about District Judge John McKean's decision to give the Eastern Montana man a 30-year suspended prison sentence. The arrival of property tax bills may be delayed in some of the counties affected by the settlement reached between the state of Montana and Northwestern Energy. Yellowstone Public Radio's Jackie Yamanaka reports that some property taxes may increase slightly to make up for the reduction in taxes for the utility.
It all stems from a disagreement over the appraised market value for Northwestern Energy. Under the settlement, the utility's property tax bill will go down $10 million, but it's still a $12 million increase from last year. The problem is the taxing jurisdictions based their budgets on what they thought they would be receiving prior to the settlement. Revenue Department Director Mike Cata says that's why the agency asked taxing jurisdictions to submit requests for property recertification.
So now that they have recertified, they will adjust their millage generally up and essentially make up that difference of what they were going to lose from Northwestern Energy. All the rest of the taxpayers will make up that difference.
In general, Cata says the impact on property taxpayers will be pretty minor. The taxing jurisdictions most affected are schools. In Yellowstone County, for example, the impact is expected to be less than 0.5%. The community of Broadview, just northwest of Billings, had the largest impact. Both the high school and elementary districts lost 2% of their budgeted amount. The impact of the settlement on the state's 95 school equalization mills will cost the state about $2 million. Residential property taxes are generally mailed out about now. Cata says the counties that requested recertification can now prepare, print, and mail out those tax bills. Those bills in the 20 affected counties may be delayed up to 2 weeks. Jackie Yamanaka, YPR News.
The Chippewa Cree Business Committee has fired the police chief on the Rocky Boys Indian Reservation. Former chief Alan Primo tells the Haverdaily News he was not given a reason for his termination. Driving the length of the Flathead Valley got a little easier today. The Kalispell Bypass along Highway 93 is finished. Nikki Ouellette took a drive to bring us the story.
1, 2, 3. With the cut of a ribbon, Governor Steve Bullock and members of Montana's Washington delegation opened the bypass that many think will revitalize Kalispell's downtown. The $140 million project was decades in the making, but opened Friday ahead of schedule and under budget. Standing on the entrance ramp to the 8-mile stretch of new road, Governor Bullock pointed to new housing developments on Kalispell's south end and new retail shops on the north side that have already sprung up in anticipation of the bypass.
And the long-term benefits for the economy are already beginning to show.
Flanked by Senator John Tester, Representative Ryan Zinke, and a host of Transportation Department and local officials, he said the bypass was possible thanks to bipartisan cooperation.
Transportation and highway infrastructure projects like this bypass strengthen our communities and they strengthen our economy.
Nearly 200 people attended the ribbon-cutting ceremony, many of them eager to take a spin on the new pavement. Willie Steele of Kalispell drove his mom Laura in their 1934 Ford Hot Rod.
Getting ready to do a burnout? No, just checking out the new road. That's all we're doing.
They led a steady stream of vehicles around the bypass's roundabouts. Kalispell, I'm Nikki Ouellette, Montana Public Radio.
The woman who has been interim director of Montana Veterans Administration Healthcare System since June was today named permanent director. Dr. Kathy Berger began her VA career in 2007 as a nurse manager, following 9 years in the Air Force. The prior director, John Gannitti, was in that job for 15 months. Gannitti was interim director for 9 months prior to that. Kathy Berger was previously director of the VA Medical Center in Sheridan, Wyoming. Montana's U.S. senators praised the VA for making a move to solidify leadership in the state's VA health system. Republican Senator Steve Daines.
Now that our veterans have a new director, I very much look forward to seeing a commitment and change to ensure that their needs are not only being met, but that Montana's veterans receive the very best possible care.
Democratic Senator John Tester says, quote, I have met with Kathy, and I believe she has the tools necessary to meet the responsibility of taking care of our veterans, unquote. The VA says it expects to formally appoint Berger within the next 30 days. A presidential candidate stumped in Montana today, for the first time since before the primary election. Corin Cates-Carney reports on the American Delta Party and Reform Party nominee visiting the Capitol this morning.
Roque de la Fuente says Montana is a key part of his vision to become the next president of the United States.
It's called the Rocky Strategy, and those three electoral votes are very important.
De la Fuente is hoping he and other candidates not affiliated with the two main parties will be able to draw enough votes away from Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump to prevent them from winning any of the Rocky Mountain states. If that happens, De La Fuente says no one would be able to reach the 270 electoral votes needed to win the presidency. If a candidate isn't selected through a majority of electoral votes, the U.S. House of Representatives, with each state having one vote, would select the president. That's where De La Fuente says he would have the best shot at winning.
So it might be a long shot, but when you go to the horse races, they do come in once in a while.
A president hasn't been selected through that process since 1824, when John Quincy Adams became the sixth president of the United States. I'm Corin Cates-Carney, Montana Public Radio.
And I'm Cole Grant. Thanks for listening.